Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, here we sit with your word in our hands, ready to learn from you, from your book of Esther. And as we look at your sovereignty over mankind, Lord, I pray you'd remind us today that you are always in control. And that you want us to know about you and your son, Jesus, and your ways. And that way, we'll always have trust and confidence in you and what you're going to do in our lives. I pray, Lord, that you will bless us by your Holy Spirit today to guide us into all truth. And we'll be careful to give you the praise for doing so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Haman's Grudge. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 5, and verse 13. After all the pontification about how great he was, Haman turns his attention toward what is really bothering him. In chapter 5, and verse 13 of the book of Esther, Haman reveals to his wife and friends how much Mordecai has affected him. We read, "Yet all this avails me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." Our verse begins, "Yet all this avails me nothing." Even though Haman was rich, even though Haman was prolific, and even though Haman was advanced above all servants and princes and enjoyed a special invitation to the queen's banquet, these were all as nothing compared to what he is about to say. The idea behind the word avails is to agree with, be, or become like, or resemble. It further means to make one equivalent, level, smooth, or still. In other words, when Haman puts what he has in mind in a balance and weighs it against what he is about to say, all the wonderful things in his life come up short. The verse goes on to tell us what Haman said, "So long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." This is the more weighty substance. The fact that Haman has to walk by an unbowing Mordecai rules over all the blessings that Haman has had in his life. As long as Haman has to see Mordecai sitting in his rebellious state at the king's gate, there is no way for Haman to truly enjoy all his blessings. Mordecai's descent rules over all the other wonderful factors going on in Haman's life. Grudges are difficult to put out of our minds. We sometimes feel that we have been wronged by another person, and we may feel like what Haman did. It's easy to forget all the wonderful things going on in our lives whenever another person has injured us, especially when we are constantly reminded by seeing them. Out of sight, out of mind only works when someone is never seen. But if they are seen constantly, like Haman saw Mordecai, a grudge can continue to fester for years. It's too bad that Haman was not relying upon the Lord for his ability to forgive. If Haman knew the Lord, assistance would have been his, and the grudge could have been gone. However, let us not forget that God Almighty knows how to use even the natural bent of a grudge for his purposes. And the fact that Haman holds on to his hatred for Mordecai is the very tool that God used against him. Let us, however, be sure in our lives that we allow the Lord to heal any area of wrong we have received from another person, so that any grudge we hold is forgotten and not a tool that affects our future in God's plans. Next time, we will see Haman's wife and friends answer to Haman's problem with Mordecai, so read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.